Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, all. How you doing? How you doing? Cutting right through the chase and moving right into tonight's segment. Blood Justice on the Line, Pan Agent 67, that patient advocate networker to you local yokels, and at art networker to those of you at large. Hope you're doing well this evening and recovering from your daily duties. You know, time is money. It's not so funny. And the daily grind has got to come full circle. You get a whole 2 days to recoup and recharge your batteries, and then back to Monday and all of that brings. Well, we wanted to take two in producing tonight's segment. This is a segment that is very poignant, and so we decided to produce from the Red and Black Cafe. Red and Black being activist central for the underground labor movements and other social interests that are collaborating to bring about a sustainable alternative to today's corporate collapse. And it's most befitting to produce tonight's 5-0 re-release of Taser Crazy from the Red and Black Cafe. We've got the Sensible Medibles doing home tracking and preparing for their show for Dads Against Discrimination come tomorrow night. And so here we are. And without further ado, let's just move right into the Playtime release, which is most poignant. Got to give it up to Chris Rich and his efforts. You know, he's come a great distance, young man up there. He's put his front foot forward in more ways than one. He's had a long list of credentials, and his passion is obviously related to freedom and all that you can muster to create a lifestyle that's befitting of sovereignty, of sovereign folks, of intelligent native peoples who are making a way to forward the best interests and to do so without adhering to the hot touch of distorted values that obviously are deeply rooted with this philosophy where time is money. Well, tonight, most creative alternative to with 5-0 and Taser Crazy. Another interesting article in the recent Willamette Week, I believe. No, it's the Mercury, the Portland Mercury. And the headline news, shooting for a diagnosis. And 2010 was a highly creative year in many ways. However, the art culture and social fabric of the most diverse demographic in the country has been targeted by not only the federal government as a little Beirut, so to speak, or a hot spot, but has attracted a great deal of attention due to the escalation in violence, gang violence, mental illness, and other facets of social discord, which are obviously the sign of the times and the sign of a collapsing economy. Well, this article in the Mercury is shooting for a diagnosis, ? Talking about the health cuts and how Portland police are facing tougher circumstances in the streets, and we know this to be true, and we don't want to slam those police officers who are serving our best interests. We know that they're dealing with a very broken people today. We have not only a health crisis on our hands, but we have a great deal of agitation, discord, and funk in the concrete jungle. And what the police today are dealing with so many issues that, you know, I can only imagine what it takes to go the distance on a weekly basis. And not only are they expected to model an exceptionally fit a facet of representation and mental hygiene, but they have to deal with some of the most craziest circumstances and situations. And I think it's right to say that the human species at this time is totally out of time, and according to the laws of the biosphere, absolutely nuts. So we're going to introduce a remedy, but it's not going to be on this channel. This channel is the Black Road from West to East, and the Black Road is the road of transformation. And they say that the West is the best, and this is the staging ground of the transformation of our nation. And we know that the Cascadia bioregion holds the keys to the possibility for a first peace, and so it's most befitting that the staging ground of the change in our way of life and the reorganization of our economy and our lifestyle is basically taking place and being defined right here in Portland, Oregon. And it's good to be here. Well, okay, without further ado, right into the article. You know, we're looking at, right at the tail end of the year 2010, we had a number of shootings, and moving right into the first day of 2011, we had an elder who was shot and killed out there in what they call Felony Flats, who was homeless, living out of a car wash, and apparently approached Portland police with a club or a weapon of sorts, and without thinking twice, they shot him, and they found him to be mentally ill after the fact. And there were three shootings in the final weeks of 2010, according to the article, and all of them were believed to be armed and mentally ill. And so apparently there have been six shootings as of recent, and most definitely an escalation in the violence of Northeast and Southeast Portland. And we're going to get into some detail. We want to keep it light and stay above it all and move right into the obvious, which is teaser crazy. Hope you enjoy. From enjoyable being tased, and I've been fortunate enough to avoid that. You know, today's taser technology at close range can be used as a stun gun, and not only through direct contact, it burns right through the clothes, burns right through your skin, and now they're saying that some of these tasers have a distance of up to 21 feet, and they've got those fire nitrogen propelled darts and tiny straight barbed fish hooks, and when they fire these things, they're approaching the speed of about 100 miles an hour, so you can imagine what that feels like. And these are wire-bearing darts that remain attached to the taser by thin wires so that the officer can trigger a second jolt of electricity in case they're not able to down their subject. The electrical blast is so powerful it overrides your nervous system. Every hair on your head and your body is obviously standing straight up and shocked, senseless, causing a loss of body control and total loss of control of your muscle groups. And I can imagine there's a great deal of spasm and what have you. And more than likely, it hurts like hell. I was told at one time that officers had to go through, pardon, we're dealing with an illness in the house tonight, and going to work that out as well. But again, we are live at the Black and reflecting on how the officers have to go through a sort of initiation. In order to carry a taser, they have to be tased. And, some of the quotations in this article that Chris Rich delivered to me, which appears to be, it's an article about the Portland Police Bureau going taser crazy, and I don't have the exact reference, so that's Willamette Week again. There it is, okay. And right after the Willamette Week, there's a quote that says, the sensation is like having your eyeballs popping out of your head. Pow. So, so what we have is a rising escalation in taser technologies, and how befitting that we would have somebody with the humor and the creativity like Chris Rich and friends to release 5-0. And I can tell you that the preview of the band is quite it's theatrical, but it's also cutting edge. It's punk pop presentation that will absolutely knock your socks off. And this album here was produced. Maybe Chris is going to join us here in the near future to enlighten us. Hope I didn't lose him. But if you are listening out there, Chris, you can dial up 347-934-0427 and join this conversation. Otherwise, Bud Justice will take it from here. And the guns of the project, Chris Rich, Nate Henry, Charles Tinker, and Kali on percussion. And without further ado, we're going to hand it over, pardon me, to Grody Bloodflow, which is Chris's alternative persona. And Grody wants you to get down on the ground, or else. We'll be right back. Get down on the ground. Yeah, this is the Home Invasion Information Network. Thanks for tuning in. Bud Justice on the line. You know, just reflecting upon my personal experience, you know, it takes an exceptionally clear head and stable demeanor in order to pass the safety checks that come up on occasion. Oftentimes, you know, that's exactly what presents itself when traveling or when conducting, you know, your daily affairs. Today, there is at the drop of a hat a police dispatch for any domestic violence situation that may result in a warrant. Call and today, you know, according to you know, police in counties such as Skamania and Clackamas and those other country outskirts, you've got a mandate that if there's a phone call made, somebody goes to jail. And it's very difficult to have a relationship today when oftentimes men who are trying to provide for their families are dealing with such a discord in their affairs that they really don't have the time to take care of a woman or themselves or keep the continuity in their daily living. And you know, what we're seeing is a complete meltdown of the family unit in this country, and people are strapped, you know, out of time, wasting, I mean, they don't go into the wasting time, but oftentimes they're just out of time, and they don't have enough time. Oddly enough, there's people who are, you know, finding themselves bored with nothing better to do, but there's so many social situations or social circumstances in today's age that there's really no excuse for not being busy or not being connected with some form or some social group that's trying to provide some relief. And so what you're going to get out of this segment this evening, you know, is perspective and some resources and some tools, and hopefully you'll have a well, you'll feel inclined to join in the discussion and dialogue as to how we can elevate our sense of autonomy and our and preserve our rights in forwarding a befitting lifestyle, a sovereign lifestyle, a self-existing lifestyle, a sole proprietorship or an entrepreneurial endeavor. To make way from home, you know, that's what's behind the essence of creativity of endeavors like these, like mine and mine own and other people is really being able to make a decent lifestyle and one that's befitting and one that allows you the time to cultivate and express your gifts. And so, in this case, you must have Miranda and ask her to grace us from a great distance and afar, where most of our rights have been compromised, and we'd be scared and on the run, but by and large. Thank you. There you have it, plus one. You know, we're not one to, I'm not one, and the folks that I am drawn to are, you know, we're not folks to just, you know, leave you with a hard-edged assessment of everything that's wrong in today's world. And so we really want to give you an alternative to plug your mind into and know that the 5-0 Hit Squad primer is that which invites each and every one of you to examine your rights as a sovereign citizen. There's a distinction between corporate personhood and sovereignty. And those citizens who claim, maintain, and proclaim such are entitled to higher jurisdiction of law. We still have a constitution in this country. We still have a Bill of Rights. And Chris and I and others like him would like you to know that the first United Constitutional Congregation of the United States is being formulated in an homeland town near you. And the purpose of such a think tank is to provide a place of enlightenment and knowledge for fellow citizens to learn the principles and duties vowed to you by your Constitution and your Bill of Rights. And the goal behind that is to really help folks understand the difference between church and state, you know, making political decisions based on factual law of the land, not faith-based ideals or emotional whims, be involved in the community and provide aid and support to fellow citizens when in need. It couldn't be more clear than that. We are formulating a defense coalition. And this will be a defense coalition unlike any other study group in that we plan on really exploring what it means to be intelligently informed and how you can best refine your presentation or representation of your rights. Which will take on formal facets of role-playing and public speaking and, of course, brainstorming and study and a formal curriculum and then some comedy and ways and means for us to make light of a really heavy body of law that takes you deep into the building blocks of this country and the foundation of what we know what little is left of democracy today. So just know that that's going to be something that you can plug into in the near future. And some of the topics of discussion would be, is the United States a Christian or secular nation? Well, you know, you can think about that, and it goes deep. Is it founded on the principles of Christianity or secularism? Are Canadians Mexicans Americans? What makes a U.S. citizen different? And one of my favorite topics in terms of revolutionary history, what is a terrorist or a patriot? And the first thing that Chris hit me with was the insight that today's patriot would be considered a terrorist under the Patriot Act. So, of course, you know, law enforcement is... We have to presume and continue to affirm that law enforcement is an intelligent representation of the best interests of the people today. And once you're able to demonstrate that you've got that kind of respect and rapport, that's what you get in return. However, today's 1260 establishment, and we're going to use that reference to the 1260, which again is the timing frequency of corporate business today, 12-month, 60-minute hour, and time is money, which obscures the self-reflective intelligence of people who are challenged in everyday circumstances to be as clear as possible, engaging situations, and as you can tell, we've got a number of sick dogs. Running the show, and these folks who are claiming to represent our best interests are obviously obscuring that. Now, know that we plan on transferring a lot of these insights and values to the drug war and making those connections. And we're hoping that in the near future we'll be able to bring Chris back on the show and dialogue deeply about how we can really apply the materials and the tools and the insight and really do something with it to float the boat. And know that you can pick up 5-0, the Taser Crazy at Music Millennium or online at myspace.com. That's 5-0 Music 2, or do a search on the Facebook. You're going to find the 5-0 crew and Citizen Target Recordings. It's coming at you live. All rights reversed. This is Blood Justice on the Line. Thanks for tuning in. And there you have it, amigos and buenos tardes, amigos. Peace.